You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. There's also the ever-popular, show me your friends and I will show you your future. These sayings have become a little cliche, and attribution on these is a little difficult because they've been around for a long time. But today, we are talking about the people you need to surround yourself with as a creative. That's the topic on today's episode of Video Production Daily. Now, I'm sure you have heard this saying, you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. I want to tell you, the research has shown that it's actually not true. There's a lot more to it than that. Now, the people around you, they do have a massive influence over the things you do, the way you behave, and the cultures you adopt. But it's not just the five people that you surround yourself with. It's your entire network has an influence and an impact. And certainly people that you spend the most time with are probably going to have the heaviest impact. But I want to show respect to the research. And as interesting as the research is, it's not what we're here to talk about today. Today we're talking about the people you need to surround yourself with as a creative. And before I jump into that, I want to share a couple of listener voicemails that were left at anchor.fm/video production. Let's jump right into it.
That was the most amazing podcast I have ever heard. Everything that I heard was absolutely brilliant.
Wow. I would love to cut that voicemail right there, but let's continue. What's at the end of this thing?
Thank you so much. From Dad.
That's right. It was from my own father. It's better to get support from your own father than not to get it at all. Let's listen to another one.
Say, that was great, Uncle Luke.
That was great, Uncle Luke.
We love the podcast. Keep them coming.
We love the podcast.
Love you, man. Keep it going. You're on fire. Love it.
Well, if you couldn't tell, that one was another inside job. No, that voicemail came from Nate, who is a lifelong friend of mine. Ace here, as my dad refers to himself, and Mr. Nate are the first example of the type of people we need to surround ourselves with as creatives. I hope you're willing to indulge a few short stories today. The first one is about Nate. So, like I said, Nate is a lifelong friend. He and I have been friends since we were little boys. Nate and I have not lived in the same state for decades. It's been a long time since we spent real time in each other's presence other than the occasional visit to a restaurant or day trip. But Nate stays involved in my life, and I started talking to Nate about wanting to do this podcast. And wanting to do something and doing something are two very different things. I had a hard time getting over the edge, getting the first episode published, having something on the internet, claiming my place in the world. So Nate continued to encourage me to do it, and after a few weeks of Nate nagging and reminding me and asking me where it was, well, the first episode landed on the web, and once the first one was done, things just got a whole lot easier. I set an expectation for myself that I was going to publish every Tuesday and Thursday, and I'm grateful I've been able to keep up that pace since that first Nate-inspired episode. Certainly my parents fit into this supportive category also, people that are willing to give me support no matter what. And they are people that can help get momentum into your work. They're also the kind of people that can encourage you to experiment because they're not hypercritical. When you have an idea, they're not going to tell you it's a bad idea, even if it is a bad idea. And sometimes you need that freedom to go and explore and try things. And I have friends that I am professional collaborators with also that I work with in the type of setting where feedback is critical, and they also feel this very friendly, supportive role. And I can tell you, it's really empowering to have some of those people around you so that you can feel empowered to pursue your crazy ideas, to take risks, to do things that you haven't done before, and know that there's people that are going to support you and help you no matter what. And I want to ensure that you got this from the Nate story also. Nate wasn't just nice. Nate was consistent. Nate showed up. Nate followed up. He made sure that I was moving towards my goals. All right, on to the second type of person you need to surround yourself with as a creative. Accompanied with yet another anecdote from my own life. So the second type of person I really feel you need to surround yourself with is someone that is in motion, someone that is moving towards their goals, someone that you can emulate. I know that can be really difficult to get the kind of momentum that we all want to have in the projects that we're working on. And if you can't watch somebody else do it, it's very difficult to learn how to do it yourself. And in reference to the opening quote of the five people that you surround yourself with, or show me your friends and I'll show you your future, I feel like this trait, being in motion, is the most contagious. It's the one that will give you the most momentum. to be able to accomplish big goals and get things done. I have two people that jump immediately to mind. The first one is Mark Rober. So Mark Rober's a YouTuber. He's done some really cool stuff. He used to be known as the Watermelon Guy until his Glitter Bomb video around Christmas time went way too viral. And now, of course, he is branded as the Glitter Bomb Guy. But anyway, Mark is a neighbor friend of mine, and I was able to help him on a few video projects. And just going out and doing things with Mark and seeing how fast he was moving really helped me to start progressing. I had been sitting on this idea for Masters of Engagement and having a curriculum and context around what makes videos engaging, kind of sitting in my back pocket for a long time, and I knew that sharing it with the world was something that I wanted to do, but I didn't have any plans of a podcast or putting any content out there or speaking at events. But spending that time with Mark and just seeing how rapidly he could get things done, and the fact that he was pulling a photography tripod from 1987 out of his trunk to go shoot a piece of video that millions of people were going to see, inspired me to know that I could do more with what I had and that I could be in motion. Another great mentor example friend of mine is a video producer by the name of Garth Pratt. This is a guy that gets things done, and it doesn't really matter the circumstance. Any project that ends in his lap, he's going to find a way to bend the elements and make this thing happen and get it done fast, and does incredible creative work. And that momentum in functioning and being around Garth Pratt is the kind of stuff that is really contagious. And it kind of helps you look at your own speedometer and think about how fast you're moving. It was fun to watch those two worlds collide. Mark Rober actually promised his Instagram following, his YouTube following, that he was going to do live shows on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday cadence for a period of time. And I had seen that he had promised his audience that. And he calls me on the Saturday before the first Monday stream and says, "Now, how do you do a live stream?" And of course, there was a lot of work to do, and we did a lot of work to get him up to speed. And when I showed up to help with the setup, who was there? Garth Pratt was there, helping to build a set in 24 hours and get this thing up on the air for 80, 90,000 people to watch in an afternoon, all with, you know, 2 days of planning. So if you haven't found those friends and those mentors that have momentum, go find them. Now, for the last type of person that I think every creative needs to surround themselves with, I hope that you have this person in your life. If you don't, you need to leave this podcast episode and go find this person, because they are going to help you to improve every single time you interact with them. And that person is someone who is ultra critical, someone that gives you very honest feedback on all of the work that you do. Now, I feel very lucky to have two different people in my life that give me this kind of feedback, and I'm not going to mention here who they are because I don't want them to know how I feel about actually putting my work in front of them. I absolutely hate it. I hate getting the critical feedback, but it's always right. People don't want to give critical feedback, and that's why it can be easier to find a supportive friend than this last and very critical person that you need to surround yourself with. If you don't have one of these people, find your niche and find somebody who's really, really good at it. Maybe someone who's not super friendly. I think that that's an advantage, but it can be a nice person too. And maybe you need to clearly communicate to that person what you're asking them for. I can think of so clearly in my mind a project that I knew was good enough for the consumer. It was good enough for the client. It was what they wanted. It was going to satisfy every need. But when I showed it to this creative person that I had in the back pocket, who I knew was going to give me the right feedback, I knew in my heart of hearts what the feedback was going to be, but I needed to hear it from someone else. The video project was not working. It didn't make sense. It didn't have the right emotional resonance. So this person was expert enough that they could give expert advice, and they were honest enough that they would tell me exactly what they were experiencing without the fear of hurting my feelings. If you can find that person, they're going to be extremely valuable to you throughout your entire career. I hope that you can find someone who supports you no matter what, that will drive you towards your ambitions and your dreams, someone else that gives you the momentum that you need in your work, and someone who will give you the critical and honest feedback that will make all of your work better. I also hope for you that you can find mentorship and peers within the industry that you can connect with on an intellectual level to always be exploring new things. I have a few friends and mentors that have really become great friends, lifelong friends, and we're connected around video. And I appreciate so much their mentorship and their friendship and the ability to connect, to get on the phone, to talk about challenges and opportunities within the industry, and to see how other people are pursuing those challenges and opportunities. It's a great industry to be a part of, and making connections is a huge part of it. And so I wish you luck on making those critical connections. I have been thinking a lot about what I can do to better connect with the audience in this podcast, and I would like to do more text messaging and more sharing, not just of content that I create, but also content that I'm seeing that is inspiring me. So I'm going to try a text line. I promise it won't be spammy, but I'm going to leave in the show notes a number to text so that we can stay more fully connected. I invite you, if you would like, to sign up there. You'll get a response from a robot. After that, it will be me sharing tips, tricks, ideas, inspiration, and opportunities, and nothing else. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. It's always a pleasure. I really appreciated having you here on another episode of Video Production Daily.